Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on this midweek devotional. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. Today, we're going to continue with the book of Isaiah. We're going to go through Isaiah 29:13. So it says, "The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, 'Who sees us? Who will know?' You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, 'You did not make me?' Can the pot say to the potter, 'You know nothing?'" So he's clearly talking about people who, and this is something that Jesus talks about in the New Testament as well. He says, you know, people say things, but I don't see them. You talk about it, but you're not about it. It's this double life that some people lead where I go to church and I identify as one thing. I get out of church and I am this different version where God is not in the picture, where I end up doing and following my own rules, where I don't focus on God, where I am not of service, where I am mean and angry. And trust me, people in church are mean and angry. So it happens in the church, outside of the church, at the corner of the church, one block away from the church. If God is not in your life, it doesn't matter that you go to church or not. God is not in your life. You are not representing God. You're just following man's rules. When they tell you, hey, now we baptize you, and now you have to come to church every Sunday, but there is no meaning, no substance in your life, then God is not in the picture. God is clearly not in the picture. God is not number one in your life. We have to act also that how God wants us to act, and he has to be number one in our lives. And he calls out, Isaiah calls them out. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught. That's what God was telling Isaiah. Yeah, that's what's happening today. If you go to church, why are you falling asleep? If you go to church, why are you late? Or if you go to church, why do you leave as soon as you receive communion? You get 1 hour a week with God at the minimum. And not even 1 hour. Let's be honest. Mass doesn't last 60 minutes. Sometimes it's 48 minutes, 45 minutes. You don't have time for God 45 minutes on a Sunday at a church. There's no time because anything else comes before God. So you're telling God, hey, God, I only have like 10 minutes, so I'm just going to pop in and out, get my communion and keep it pushing. Okay. So when the time comes, don't be upset that I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you. I don't know you. Because this is not a relationship with God that you just give God whatever 20 minutes you have one time a week, and if that. If you really want to have a relationship with God, just like a relationship with anybody else, you invest your time in God. You pray, you talk to him, you read the word, his word. You educate yourself as best you can because God comes first and he's calling y'all out. I didn't go to church for the longest because I didn't want to be one of those people, the one he's talking about. I just didn't believe in any of that. I was like, I'm not going to do ritualistic things that I don't believe in. But people do that. And now I go to church, but I do believe in that. I do want to listen to the word. I am involved because that is the minimum I can do for God and for his people. We have lost our way and we just go on automatic, autopilot. We don't truly believe. We just want to make believe. And God knows your heart. And God knows that if you don't really believe it, if you think it's just a chore, then he's going to treat you accordingly. God will always keep that same energy with everyone. So think about it. If God is number one in your life, as it should be for all of us. Why are we more involved in money, work, and things, and social media, than in God? Why? Why are we more involved in other people's business than in God? Why? If truly somebody is number one in your life, you walk the walk and you talk the talk about that number one. So clearly, God is not number one. Jesus is not number one. It's kind of like top 10. So if that's top 10, then when you die, hope that you get some top 10 recognition. That is your best case scenario. But the reality is that you will be judged accordingly. No complaints. It says, woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in the darkness and think, who sees us? Who will know? That is a non-believer. Because if you truly believe that God is everywhere, He knows everything, you feel naked, just like Adam and Eve. You feel naked. You're ashamed because you know He knows. So repent. All He is giving you is an opportunity to make it right with Him. You're number one. Repent. And when you do that, you can start over. But if you're prideful, you won't believe in that. And you'll think, nah, it's fine. That's okay. You choose that path. You follow that path accordingly. Who is number one in your life? And it's very clear in the Old and New Testament that God should always be number one in your life, regardless. He is the one that makes everything and can destroy and will destroy everything to create a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So who is your number one and why? And how can you get from God is my number one? And I'm not going to only say it. I'm going to be, act, and do like God is number one in my life. Something to think about. Again, this is Breakthrough, waking up to the real you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.